This call is being recorded.
As you're looking back down on this beautiful blue planet, this pristine, beautiful Earth planet, see it in all of her glory as we see it from above, from our standpoint, our viewpoint in the ships. As we look down, as you look down now, and as you're looking down, also be aware of the grid, the Christ grid, that is all around the planet, encircles the planet as an energy grid. The energy grid that carries the Christ consciousness and filters that Christ consciousness down to the planet. Now, see the energies coming through you, through each of you, down into this grid, and out across the grid, as it flows across the grid, and the energy flows all the way around the planet, and then begins to drop down to the planet. You can see it dropping down as rain of light, rain of love. See it sparkling as yellow, as gold, as violet, as it falls to the planet. Just as rain, as it falls down and hits the surface of the planet and begins to puddle, now see it as a downpour, as it begins to form huge waves of energy, waves of love moving across the planet. Everywhere, every life form that is in its way feels this imbued love come into it, this consciousness wave. Feel yourself there now, standing upon the surface of the planet, as if it was one particular day when you rose from your bed in the morning, you went about your daily activities, but you knew that something was in the air, you felt it. And then all of a sudden, you look out your window or you look to a certain direction. You see this beautiful wave of energy coming towards you. Some will be able to see it. Some will only be able to sense it and only be able to feel it as it moves into them. But you yourselves, many of you, will see it coming. You will feel it in the wind. Will feel a sense of it as it moves closer and closer. And as it moves closer, you see the beautiful colors as the colors of the rainbow approaching you and then moving into you. You becoming this rainbow, this wave of energy. And it moves through your entire body, filling you with consciousness, a rise or a raise of consciousness, your vibrations increasing tremendously at this point. Some may feel their Kundalini energy rising as an electric bolt going up their spinal column. Others will just feel a sense of bliss come over them. And others still, not knowing what this is, having no sense of it as to an understanding, will simply embrace it, feel it as something that is wonderful. Then others will not feel it as wonderful at all. They will feel it as something that is completely foreign to them, and with no understanding whatsoever. those of you that have been acclimating to these energies for some time now will feel it for what it is, will know it for what it is, as a consciousness-raising event, a changeover from the old paradigm into the new paradigm. You will know it for what it is. Let yourselves now, from wherever you find yourselves, begin to drift back. But as you are drifting back towards your physical body, take that sense of bliss, that high energy, that new level of consciousness, and bring it back into your physical form. Back into your bodies. Completely refreshed. And your consciousness and circulation coming back completely. And I am Sananda. I am with you here at this time, just as I have been many times before, and will continue to be with you. As this group, I have taken under my wing, so to speak. I am here to mentor to you, just as you are being prepared to mentor to many others as well. We are bringing the light, you are bringing the light, and you are sharing the light, sending it forward, sending it forth. And very soon, those of you that are becoming the warriors of light will be imbued with a new level of knowing and consciousness that will take you forward into this new golden age of man. Give you the ability, the power, the love, be able to spread it forward to all of those that you come in contact with. You are being prepared for much, my friends. We are here, those of us that mentor to you, we are here to continue to assist you in every way that we can. But all of you must know that you are on the verge, on the cusp of a great many changes to this planet, to the consciousness here on the planet. You are this consciousness shift. Everything is happening exactly as it needs to. You have heard many times that you are in the right place at the right moment, at the right time. For everything is shifting. It is not that it is about to shift, it is already shifting. You are in that shift now. Yes, there are waves of energy that are still coming. And there is that pulse of energy. What we and you call the event, that is certainly coming and will be a part of your expression very shortly. But know that as this energy is building now to begin to move toward the planet, those of you here on the planet, those of you of the volunteers, of the warriors and workers of the light. You are the ones that have been anchoring this light and this energy for some time now. You are increasingly anchoring this light and increasingly spreading this light just simply by being who you are. It does not take where you sit down and speak to someone and share what you know, although that is helpful when it is called for, but simply being in the room, being in a building, being somewhere where others are gathered. There you are amongst them, and there we are amongst them as well. Because where you are, we are. Always know that. We are always with you, and have been always with you. For you are our emissaries. You are our messengers. You are our way showers, the ones to come before, the ones to go out and share the message. Just as the John the Baptist shared the message of my coming, so too are you now going out and sharing the message of the Christ, the consciousness of the Christ returning within each of you, and to share with all that you can, all that will be able to handle this energy. I am Sananda now, and I leave you in all peace and glory and love, that you will each one take this mantle once again, just as of the old times. Take it once again and move forward and share all that you are meant to do as you continue on about your missions. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who starts here to continue this process. And as we say many times, this is a process. This is a program that you are on. And you are all doing wonderfully on this program. Even though you may not realize just how wonderful you are, we know how wonderful you are. And we see tremendous abilities in all of you. As you continue to go about your daily business, your daily lives, and knowing that as you are doing this, things are changing. Things are changing very rapidly, and you are right now in the middle of those changes. And they are going to get much more, what you call, ramp them up. These changes are going to ramp up greatly. And always know, though, and we must always reiterate this, because we see many times where those of you are waiting. You are waiting for something to happen. And we would say to you, do not wait. Be in the moment now. No longer wait for it. Do not wait for the money to come. Do not wait for the experiences to change in your life. Do not wait for the relationships to change and new ones to come. Be in the moment now and believe that these things are going to change. Create what you want right now in your life. Do not wait for it. And if you create it now, you will have it now. That is how it works. Know that in your discussion earlier, you spoke of manifestation. And manifestation is happening much, much faster now. You are finding that. You are finding that as you create something in your life, as you think of something, as you visualize it, it is coming forward much, much quicker now and will, as the vibrations continue to increase, you will find that everything that you are creating in your mind will begin to manifest much, much quicker. Because that is what occurs in the higher vibrations. You want help, you want healing from diseases and medical situations and all of this. You want that, then create it. It is there for you. No one, and I speak now of all to all of you, we speak now to all of you. No one needs to be sick. No one needs to have any illness of any kind. It is simply the programming that is holding you there. If you are having some type of malady or dis-ease, That is because you are out of balance. You are not in a point now where you are in control of your emotions and your control of your thinking processes. You are still in the old programming. Get out of the old programming, and you will find that if you are having problems with your eyesight or your ear, your hearing, or anything that is going on, you will find that it will clear up. It will become exactly what you want it to be. But first, you must believe that it will be. Okay?
Okay.
We are going to ask for questions now. If you have questions, now you can, unmute your phones. Not all at once, though. Please do not speak all at once. We need to have one at a time. Do you have questions here for one who starts? We know there are ones that are going to be read here.
Okay, I'm going to read the questions first, and then we can open it up to the phone audience. If that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. So there's five questions here. So I'll try to get through them quickly. A few years ago, there were sounds in the skies across many countries of the world. Some of these noises were metallic sounds, trumpets and horns. I even heard some construction metallic machinery noise in front of my house about 5 years ago, and there was no construction. It seems that those sounds keep coming up in different places of the world. What are those noises and sounds all about?
These sounds and booms and all of these things that you are hearing are many different things. Some of them are you are hearing from the ships above. Some of them you are hearing from deep below in your caverns, in your underground bases that are being cleared out at times. This were some of the booms that you have heard. You have heard some sounds that come from...
People are getting off because of this.
Please, what was said here?
I know. What did you
want to say? We can hear you. Please mute your phones unless you're asking a question.
As we will continue now, the sounds are coming from many different things. We cannot say exactly what they are because they are different at different times, at different places, and for different ones of you to hear and to be aware of. Again, it is always for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So not all are hearing these things, but if you are attuned to them, even to the attunement of the planet herself, she makes noise. But up to these times, as you have been in the lower vibrations, you have not heard the sounds of the planet herself. But this is changing now because up in higher vibrations, into the higher dimensional frequencies, you are becoming aware of the very sounds of Gaia herself. So much of this is in these respects, and other things that are not being said here because we are not allowed to share all of this yet with you. But know that it is happening, and many more are becoming aware of this and will continue to become aware of these things.
Okay, next question. What type of ET races are on the dark side of the moon? Are they good or evil? And why do they have structures on the moon?
We need to ask whoever is on the phone there, please mute your phone. Very important here. There is interference there. Someone is not having their phone muted or is not keeping it very quiet near their phone. So for the other side of the moon, you might say the shadow side of the moon, the one that is not visible to those of prying eyes with their telescopes and all of these types of things, those things on the other side are covert operations in many respects and have been kept that way from the general populace here, not knowing that there is even life out there beyond this planet. To think in terms of when you went to the moon, that was the first time that man stepped on the moon is a fallacy. That is not true at all. There have been many that have been there before this in your secret space program that has been brought out more recently in terms of your whistleblowers and all of these things that have brought this information forward. It is real. It is true. There are bases on the moon. There are bases on Mars. There are bases on the moons of Saturn, and so on and so on. And some of them are human bases, and some are not non-human bases, meaning not Earth bases. They are from many different civilizations that have been working within this solar system for a very, very long, long time. And many now are beginning to show themselves more, and very soon you're going to find that the other side of the moon, as you are saying, in what we are calling the dark side of the moon, is going to be revealed in some respects more than it already has been.
Okay, next question. Do humans continue incarnating in this lifetime after they have ascended? Do they incarnate into another body after their ascension? And how is it possible that we can see them in our dreams if they occupy another body?
Ascension is just that. It is ascension. It is moving beyond the need to incarnate into another physical form. Once you go through your ascension process, the universe is yours. You can travel anywhere as an ascended being. And to have to come back in and reincarnate is a choice, not a something that you need to do because you are caught up in the reincarnation cycle here. So when you ascend, you are free of the reincarnation cycle here.
Okay, thank you. Next question. There's a huge hole in the sun's atmosphere right now, 400,000 miles long. It's facing the Earth and spewing a stream of solar wind towards us that's expected to reach us tomorrow. Would this have anything to do with the event, or does it have any significance?
It certainly has significance, not so much directly with the event, but it does have significance with events that are coming in terms of cosmic events that are occurring and bringing these energies to the planet. It is all a part of the great orchestration of the plan, the Creator's plan that is in the works here. And it is continuing to be so and will continue to be so. So do not be concerned, though, about any of these types of things, because everything is exactly as it needs to be. So know this. Know that there are many forces at work here that are bringing all of this together as it needs to and keeping these energies from being too strong here on the planet. Because if these energies had been allowed to come into the planet fully, as at one time they were going to, only a very small, certain percentage of the population would have survived through this. But that was curtailed. That was the old timeline that you had read about in your biblical prophecies and all of these things. And that is no longer the case. The timeline that you are on now is taking you into your ascension process, through your ascension process, rather, and it is taking you through it in a calm, more peaceful manner as it needs to here.
Okay, thank you. One more question. During the December advance of 2017, when we returned to Lemuria as a group and were there, I saw a black cloud appearing in the sky, and when I looked at the sky a little later, it was completely black. For me, that meant something very bad would come. Later, when we gathered in a kind of theater, there were 12 chairs for 12 elders. My feeling was I belonged to the 12th chair, and I sat there. My question to one who serves is whether this is true and that I was the 12th person.
First of all, whenever you see black in your visions, in your visualizations, you are seeing what is the unknown. It is showing up as black because it is unknown, and you are not being able to see through that blackness, you might say, and see it through the unknown. Now, as to the tables and the chairs there, we cannot say directly if you are the 12th one or the first one or the 144th one or the 144,000 one, you see?
Yeah.
But you are one of them. That is why you were in this process and participated in this, And those of you that did, this is a more of a generalized question here as well, because many of you participated in this exercise. And for those of you that wondered, it was a real exercise. It was a real experience that you had. And those chairs that were meant for you at the council chambers, they are there waiting for you, and they are already being occupied by you and your multidimensional selves.
Thank
Take you. That and think about that. Contemplate that for a little bit here.
Thank you. That's all I have from the email audience. It's now open to the phone audience if someone has a question for one who serves.
This is Kimmy.
Yes.
Hi. I was just wondering if instead of dwelling on the attachment of negative labels to certain individuals or organizations like the media, we would better serve all by simply sending love and light to them.
Always that is the case. Whenever you can send love and light, be love and light for all that you come in contact with. But also understand that awakening is just that. It is awakening to everything that has gone on before, awakening to who you are. And in order to awaken to who you are, you must be awake to what is occurring around you as well. Because you are moving out of the old paradigm. The old paradigm is programming and holding many, not so much you necessarily, but many to the old ways, the old illusion that is still in effect here at this point. You might call it a hologram that is still in process. But that hologram, looking at it as the veil that has come down and is coming down, you will be able to then move through this and not find that it is holding you anymore, because it really is not holding you. The only thing that is holding you is your thoughts that are thinking that it is holding you, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Use discernment.
Use discernment always. Yes, this is what this is all about. Why there are so many things happening from so many different directions, so many different sources that are coming forward, one saying this, one saying that. And it is up to you, yourselves, to use discernment as to what resonates for you and what does not. But as one said earlier, and we would certainly reiterate, you're saying don't shoot the messenger. Allow the message to come through. Do not be concerned with who the messenger is, but the message that comes through, whether it works for you or not.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
Yes. This is Paul. We talked about sounds earlier in your first questions. And I would like to know if you can say anything about the constant high-pitched sounds in the head area that I've been hearing, or it's not even the ears, it's within the two hemispheres, and that I've been hearing for a couple of years now. And I want to know if I need to understand this differently.
What we would say to you is don't go to a doctor. Don't go in the medical route here, because if there is nothing there, they will try to find something wrong here. This is what happens in your allopathic medicine at this point. Not all will do this, certainly, but for the most part, it is wise to stay away from this and look for a naturopathic solutions here. But for you specifically, and for many of you that are having this, we say again, do not go to a doctor for this, because this is part of the ascension process that is occurring. It is part of the vibrations that are increasing. And as these vibrations increasing, some of you have...
We've lost sound from the house.
Yeah, we've lost sound.
Yes, we can hear. Do we call back in or what?
Yeah, just call back in, I would say. I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, are we back on?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yes.
I don't know what happened there. Something totally happened. We got cut off here. Moses, are you on the phone?
James, I think people are having to call back in. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you. So did everybody get cut out?
Everybody lost your sound, and we were discussing it among ourselves to hang up and call back in, and I think people are in the process of that now, but we lost you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm back in.
You didn't need to call. You didn't need to call back in. Just we needed to call back in here, I think. All right.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'll give it a few minutes here and let people come back in. And do we want to go back to the one who serves here and finish out the questions, or should we end it for now? What do you guys think?
I think more questions would be nice.
Questions.
Yeah, questions.
You're up for
they
it.
They don't want you to go.
I'd like
all
to
right,
hear
okay,
the answer.
Give them a few minutes to go back in then. Give them a few minutes, guys.
Okay. I need you.
I should think that's enough time. Yeah.
Mani Padme Om. Greetings to back here with you. And your crazy contraption that you continue to have to work with here. And we are so looking forward to telepathically being able to communicate with you more and more here as we go along here. And then you will have no difficulties such as these types of things in the times ahead. We will go back to the question that was asked, the one Paul. Please repeat your question, Paul, if you can. Are you on the phone again here?
Yes, I am, but I think I got the answer fairly well, not to go to see a medical doctor for the high-pitched sounds and see a allopathic if I could or if it was needed.
Naturopathic.
Naturopathic, yes.
Yes. And we would add here to continue with this, those of you that are having this sense of sound within your ears or in your head or whatever it is a ascension process that is occurring here. And it is because you are raising in vibration. And as you are raising in vibration, it is doing something within your inner ear here, as we are finding it, that is creating this sound vibration there as well. And it happens only certain times. And if you will notice that when this occurs, does it not make you want to go within yourself somewhat as this occur to you?
Well, one who serves, as I said earlier, I hear this sound constantly, all the time. It's not once in a while, it is constant. And the only time where it alleviates is in deep meditation. Then I'm not aware of it.
Very good. Then for this particular thing, then we would say that it is nothing to be concerned about. But if you are feeling a sense of concern here, it would be necessary for you to alleviate this concern and even maybe look at the symptoms here as well. Is it something that is disconcerting to you? It bothers you, as you say?
Well, no, it doesn't bother me that much. I'm just curious to know if I should do something different to understand the process and either, speed it up or do something different with it. That's all.
We are finding that if you allow it to take its course, it will clear up on its own as you continue to move along and move up in vibrations here as you can. And you will find that everything is what you call fine here, as we find it.
Great,
nothing
thank you.
Nothing to be concerned about yet at this point.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
Hi, One Health Service. This is Nijia from Canada, and it looks like I don't want to take back my power, and I prefer myself to stay small and be occupied by paying my bills and going from one crisis to another. So why am I doing that, and what to do and how to step in my power and take my responsibility?
What we would say to you and to all, not only this one who has asked this question, but it is very important for all of you to accept your power, to accept who you are, and to go about your daily lives and not be concerned about the old programming anymore. That is not to say that if you have your bills to pay and these types of things that you just ignore them. We are not saying that. You take care of what you need to take care of at this point. But know that as you are doing this, that all of this is going to be worked out, and you are simply in a process now as you are moving out of the old paradigm and into the new. We must ask whoever is on the phone there to mute her phone. There is noise coming on somewhere there. That is gone now. It is important for you to continue to work within the system that you are in, but not be a part of the system, if you understand this. Be in the world, but not of the world. You see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there other questions here?
One who serves, I have a question. This is Don. If any of us experience what Sananda spoke of last week, the dark night of the soul, or an apparent separation from our higher self and from source, what else can we tap into than to allow the experience but bring love to it, even if we don't feel it, and pray that somehow allowing the experience and attempting to bring love to it will help others?
We would say to you and to all here that this dark night of the soul is not a figment of your imagination. It is real. And it is a time as you are moving through this transition where you will feel a sense of everything familiar to you leaving you, in a sense of being disconnected from your higher self. And it will feel at that point where everyone has left you. And if you are feeling that now, it will pass. It is something that you are moving through. And all that are moving through the ascension process will at some point have this feeling. And it is a feeling of loss that is something that you cannot even describe at this point. If you have felt it before, you will know what we are speaking of. If you have not yet felt it, it will come at some point, but nothing to be concerned about because you are being prepared for this. You are being acclimated to these energies. so that when this type of thing occurs, you can be in love at that point. You can be, with capital B-E, you can be in love at that point, you see?
I see. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
One who serves, I have a question for you. Go right ahead.
Yes.
Yes, greetings. This is Moses. And I would like to express that I think that I have felt this a lot, often. And I seem to be having some issues of trust, I suppose, around the issue of so many things that we have spoken about coming almost here, almost around the corner, but, you know, they just never get here. So I have experienced this, you know, dark night of the soul, and I think it's around trust. So do you have any recommendations for us that are experiencing this? Thank you so much.
Yes, when you are experiencing this type of thing, just know that it is temporary. It is not something that is going to last, and you are going to move through it and within it as you need to. So do not be concerned about it. Even if it seems to last for a lifetime, it is only for momentary here. That is what you need to understand. And as you continue to move up in vibrations, in terms of seeing the beauty all around you, in terms of feeling everything being wonderful around you, then you will change your vibration in that moment, so you will no longer be in that dark night of the soul at that point. You see?
Okay, we will keep on giving it our best. It's getting kind of hot down here, so kindly do hurry up. Thank you.
We cannot hurry anything up, just as you cannot hurry anything up. But you can, if you, as a collective, you can manifest what it is that you want. So if you want peace, if you want freedom, if you want a financial system to change over and all of these things, then create it. Create it in your mind. See it already happening. See yourself going to the to your financial institution and withdrawing your money and this type of thing. See this. If this is what you want, see this. If you want your technology to be released, see the technology coming out. See the devices coming forward. Create it in your mind, visualize it in your meditations, and it will be in your dream states and all of this. And the more that you do this as a collective whole, the faster you will bring all of this on here. You are the ones
here.
You are the ones that you have been waiting for. Always know that.
I have something.
My dear master, I thank you for your words, but help me understand what the major malfunction is, because we've been doing this for a long time now. Please help us understand why it's not happening.
Yes. Shoshana wants to say something here.
I have something for you. The message is trust. Not trusting is a symptom of judgment. So that he who judges does not trust. We must come to a point of neutrality, regardless. We must come to neutrality and acceptance and joy. And within neutrality and joy, you will find what you are seeking.
That is correct. That is wonderful. Always be neutral at all times. Be neutral as the source within you is neutral.
And seek to believe that, dear Moses, if you continue to believe that you do not have what is required for joy and love and happiness, this will be your reality.
Yeah, I thank you, but I seem to be either the only one having this malfunction or there's something wrong, because you know I doing my visualizations daily, my prayers, but you know how can you tell someone starving in the desert from hunger and thirst that you know just to visualize and water will come, but you know it's if you're on your last day of life without water, you know there's some sense of urgency. So I don't understand this being neutral thing. We're in the desert, we're struggling, but we're supposed to be neutral. I'm struggling with this concept.
It's very difficult for you to understand from a three-dimensional understanding and all of the programming that you have gone through. But if you look at it from a higher viewpoint, a higher idea of the full plan that is in the works here, then it begins more to make sense to you. But you cannot look at it from the lower vibrations. You must look at it from the higher vibrations. And yes, we understand if one is thirsting or is hungry, it is very difficult to do that because you are operating at the first chakra level, and it is a survival mode only at that point. But that is something that one who is experiencing that in the moment needs to go through for whatever reason they are going through it. You do not understand why one other is going through whatever they are experiencing. You only can experience for yourself what you are going through. And if you are the one that is having this hunger and thirsting, then it is important for you to, again, as we are saying, as much as you can, raise your vibrations, to look at things in a different viewpoint. And if you do that, you will find that the food or the thirsting will go away. The hunger or the thirsting will go away. You see, there are those that are able to be in a position where they are in the higher vibrations, where they have no need of food or thirst or water or anything of this nature. They can survive completely on the sun's energy. But you are not there yet at this point, as you are still operating within your third dimensional programming as we find it. But as you move up and away from this old illusionary program, you will find that none of this will be any concern anymore. So we would say for you to be patient, to continue to do as you need to do in the given moment, and everything will work out as it needs to. Are there other questions here? Yes, are there other questions? We need to release the panel here.
One who serves. I have a question about using affirmations. Could you share the importance or how speaking in terms of our sound, our consciousness, affirmations of the I am? I believe one of our members, Wanda, mentioned it earlier about the I am. But the importance of speaking sound into our macro and microcosm of our consciousness versus telepathically meditating those commands to our macro microcosm bodies. So does that make sense about this, the voice sound connection versus no sound connections to enhance our consciousness or help us in our creative intentions?
Yes, certainly. The power of the word is very important. How did it all begin? In the beginning was the word, and the word was of God, and the word was God. You see, that is in your Genesis, in your Bible. And it is very apropos here because that was how it all began, with the spoken word, spoken creation. And you, as you speak your creation out, you manifest that creation. Now you have the thought first, then from the thought comes the word, and then from the word comes the action. You see? This is how it works. This is what you call the secret.
Thank you.
We would add one more thing, the visualization of this as well. When you think it, you visualize it, and then you speak it out.
Wow. Helpful. Thank you.
Yes. We are needing to release channels. We take one more question if there is one, otherwise we release here.
If no one is asking a question, can I? Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, somebody new here that has a question.
The first one, please.
I already asked questions. So I will give a chance to this new person. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, this is Anthony. Just as long ago as November last year, Sananda said, "Get ready for action." And a few weeks ago, Ashtar said, the Galactic Federation had been given the green light to get into position. But since then, nothing really public has happened with regard to the downfall of the Cabal or the GCR or anything like that. Can you give us and going on what Moses said, and I feel his frustration, I feel a lot of frustration in the light worker community that I read, in various different avenues. So can you give us a really solid update on the arrests and the global currency reset and really where we're at the moment, please?
First of all, we would say that the Ashtar, when he spoke and spoke of the green light, it was the green light that they would prepare or begin the preparation of the last phase, you might say, of the plan that they are working on at this point. That was the green light that they were given to move into that final phase. That is what they have done. With that will come many more sightings, you might say, across the planet. More will increase. They will begin showing themselves a great deal more. As to the arrests and all of these things that you are speaking of, those are in the works now. They are happening still behind the scenes for the most part, but some have been brought out into the open and will continue to be so. And what you, though, are looking for are the ones that you are aware of, the ones that you know of, as they are brought into being arrested and all of these things. But always know that as these things are happening, it is important for you, the light warriors and light workers, it is important for you to send love to them, to be love with them. That is the important thing. Do not see this as they are arrested and brought in front of the courts and these types of things. Do not be gleeful that they are getting what they deserve or whatever they are, even if they are. Be loving toward them, because they are in a position themselves where they do not know what they do. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You see? Even Yeshua could do that while he laid on the cross. Then if he could do that, then could you not do the same? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Okay? If you are looking for a time frame here, as we find it in the other part of your question, as you know, we cannot give a time frame, but we can tell you, we will not tell you it is soon, we will not tell you it is imminent, it is just what it is. And everything is continuing to work out as it needs to. We know you do not want to hear this. We know you get tired of this. But that is because you are operating still at the old time sense within your three-dimensional programming. And you look for things to happen directly in the moment or in the next few moments. And even though we keep telling you that these things are coming, they are happening now, many things are going on behind the scenes, there are arrests that are happening, there are those that are being taken out of the picture without you even knowing it. Many have been taken off planet here without you would even know that. You would not know that unless they were we were finding here from the James, what is called a perp walk here. You are not necessarily going to see that perp walk as you are hoping for. Some of them will, though. And you will find, though, that it matters not how it happens, but that it happens. You see? Okay? We need to release channel here now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.